Blackstone Audio presents Cheever, A Life by Blake Bailey. For Mary, Marlise, and Amelia.
I've never intended to be patronizing. As a child, I was told to remember, at all times, that I was a Cheever. I thought this bullshit had cured me.
John Cheever to Frederick Exley.
Fred, remember, you are a Cheever.
John Cheever's advice to his younger son.
I am nothing, and everything is a nothing, and I want to play out the role to the end. And if I'm less than nothing, I'm a wayward boy, angry at Mummy and Daddy, and a little queer to boot. And how does this square with the image of a cheerful man of 45, who has been given everything in the world he desires, but a degree of unself-consciousness?
John Cheever, Journals. It is too much to ask that people who spend very much time in a world of their own, as all writers do, should immediately and invariably grasp what is going on in this one. William Maxwell. Prologue. On April 27, 1982, less than 2 months before his death from cancer, John Cheever appeared at Carnegie Hall to accept the National Medal for Literature. While his colleagues stood and cheered, "John had nothing but friends," said Malcolm Cowley. Cheever hobbled across the stage with the help of his wife, Mary. Months of cancer treatment had left him bald and pitifully frail, shrunken, but his voice was firm as he spoke. In his journal, he'd referred to this occasion as his exodus, and reminded himself that literature was the salvation of the damned. The lesson of his own life, surely, and the gist of what he said that day at Carnegie Hall.